Masechet Avot Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, Kach hi derka shel Torah. This is the way of studying Torah. What we mean by that is, even if somebody is in an extremely fragile state where they're poor, they still have to learn Torah even under the following conditions. They shouldn't abandon Torah because of the hardships that they're living through in their life. So this is the way of studying Torah even through the most difficult times. Pat b'melach tochal, even if you're eating bread with salt. Umayim b'mshura tishteh, and you're measuring the amount of water that you could drink. You're basically setting aside a certain amount that you could have in the morning and the afternoon. You don't have enough. You're coming up with a quota system for yourself because you don't have enough water to drink. Val ha'aretz tishanin, you're sleeping on the ground. You don't have pillows or covers or any sort of mattress in order to give you a little bit of comfort. V'haye sa'ar t'haye, and you're living a life of hardship. U'batorah ata'amel, you should still toil in the study of Torah. Don't give up on your Torah learning because of the hardship that you have in your life. No matter what, you have to realize it's the most important thing. Of course, it becomes easier for a person if he has a little bit of basic comforts in order to really focus on Torah. But even if you're going through the hardest of times, anxiety, stresses, hard time out there in the world, Torah should be your safe space for you to focus on what really matters in this world. If you do this, you are fortunate and it's well for you. Like the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim. What do we mean by that? Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh ve'tov lach la'olam haba. You're fortunate, we mean, in this world. That Hashem will bless you in this world. If you're going through hard times, Hashem will bless you, give you sustenance, and give you wealth in this world. You're blessed for learning Torah. And also ba'olam haba. Also ve'tov lach in the next world. In the next world, you're going to be given a tremendous amount of reward by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for suffering through tough times and not abandoning your Torah study. Al tivakesh gedula le'atzmecha v'al tahmod kavod. Don't be somebody who's looking for power for yourself. Don't be somebody who's craving that honor. Yoter milimudecha aseh. More than you're learning, do. Don't just say, oh, I did a little bit of learning and I'm going to try and do a little bit of mitzvot. No, more than you're learning, do in terms of action. Anybody whose actions are more than their wisdom is going to last, like we learned earlier on, and the inverse. Anybody whose wisdom is more than their actions, their wisdom is not going to last. Va'al titave l'shulchanam shel melachim. Don't desire the table of kings. Don't look at other people around you and say, wow, look how wealthy they are. Look how successful they are in business. And look at me, I'm a meager Torah scholar. Don't have that mindset. Shulchanecha gadol mishulchanam, because your table is greater than their table where it really matters. So maybe they have a better life in this world in terms of their material success, but that becomes meaningless. That's fleeting. That's futile. And when it comes to the real table, which is olam haba, your table is going to be greater than their table. V'kitrecha gadol mikitram, and even in this world, your crown is greater than their crown. What's their crown? Their crown is all about the fact that they made some money and they have some physical possessions, but that really doesn't define success. Someone who's a Torah scholar and they wear the keter Torah, that defines the success of a person. V'ne'eman hu bal melachtecha sheishalem lecha sechad pe'ulatecha, and your employer could be relied upon to pay you the wages of your labor. You're not searching for reward in this world, but no, Hashem in the next world will take care of you in Olam Haba.